Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that. Kevin Pollak, was that? I'm sorry, are you trying to sell me koala bear steaks? Are you insane? I get all my meat from Joey Greer, man. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. There's James Heaney, Jack and the Heenstock. What is the title of the movie of your life story?
We're still working on the script, honestly. We were kind of hoping that we're inspired at the end
to get a
good title.
Yeah. Can I pitch? Can I pitch one?
Oh, please do. Thank you.
Panic on the Spot?
Well, we'll use it for now. Panicking. We'll use He's it panicking. For now. I mean, I'll take it for now, but I can't
that
promise that's going to be.
Oh, thank you, James. Please welcome back Jackie DeRuthie.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Jackie, pitch me your new reality TV series idea.
It's called Can You Love a Dog? Mm-hmm. And it's about when dog owners and their pets cross the line. And it's not really about the ones who treat them like they're, you know, their children. No, it's can you have an intimate relationship with your dog? Somehow it's not physical. Intimate,
when you say intimate, you mean, of course.
Like, can you be truly fulfilled in that way by your pet?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That came to my mind, and so that just tells you where I'm at and
yeah, no,
and
it's
who
super
I am.
Cool.
You're spiraling.
Can I pitch you a title?
Right now. That's insane.
Yes.
Bestiality this.
I love that.
Okay.
I love that.
Hey, there's Chris Alvarado, Men for Captain Glenn. Have you thought about where else in the world you may want to surf one day?
No, I'm so bad, and the idea of going anywhere other than where I currently surf scares me. I did go out, and the listeners should know, I went out with our producer, Doug Bing.
Yes.
He took me to a new spot. I was very scared, but he's
and
a great coach.
And he challenged you.
He's great. He just about held my hand, gave me some tips, and let me tell you, that guy can shred. He can shred.
Right on.
Wow.
Hey now, there's Craig Kakowski. Kakao, favorite horror or horror-adjacent film you've watched in the month of October?
Well, as you know, Carla and I have been watching 31 horror and horror-adjacent movies for Craigslist Spooky Times. Great opportunity to plug this. Thank you so much, Kevin.
You're welcome.
We watched The Shining the other day, and not too many things are better than The Shining. I just love how ambiguous it is, and I think it's not all that overtly scary, but it's constant unsettling and creepy for 2.5 hours. So I think I like that better than just jump scares.
Yeah. Is The Exorcist in there anywhere?
I'm having trouble convincing her to do it. I would probably say that's maybe the scariest movie for me.
I'm sorry to sidetrack and digress, but we're watching like the first 45 minutes of it last night, which is the part that I think everyone forgets. Everyone remembers when the possession starts, but there is a lot of setup. There's like an hour. But I think that all the medical procedures and all that stuff lends it more believability in a weird way. And also the priest's backstory and all that stuff makes it all just that much more real to me.
Great movie.
Transfer.
I had a friend growing up whose little brother had to be exorcised. I think that's the way you say it. It sounds like getting a good
Why
workout,
have
but
you never told us. I don't know why it came up now, but
I apologize to the listeners. We're going to stop the recording right now so that James can spend the next hour telling all of us every fucking detail of this story.
Well, I guess what I should do is come back and have the full story because I only know that it happened and I don't know all the details.
Yes.
I wasn't there. Definitely reach out and find out exactly what was going on.
If you record a conversation between your friend and you with their permission.
I'm sure that they would be fine with that.
Yeah, I think this needs to happen. And thank you for sharing the little that you do remember. And last, but poop pie in your eye makes sty. If you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Lonigan, destination police of your next pirate excursion.
Wow. Next, you know, I'm not
I don't want to do the sea anymore. I think that's done. I think that's an old hat. And I'm kind of leaning into more of the Mad Max kind of pirate kind of feel, right, on land.
Yep.
Not necessarily like dystopian or like apocalyptic future where we're in the desert, but maybe something like the suburbs or maybe, you know, like a small hamlet in like England, you know, something like that, right? Like I just want to go to a little town in Virginia and just pirate the fuck out of it. You know what I'm saying? Drink all the rum, hide gold randomly, you know, wake up in like a pig pen.
All right, let's do
like Tortuga,
show.
Like what I imagined Tortuga was.
Mm. Yeah, yeah,
you know, same as Virginia. 1700s. Yeah,
let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or our Patreon VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks like a video of what we're doing right now. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at
Alchemythis.com.
Scene one comes from listener Batter, B-A-D-E-R, Batter, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. Thank you for taking my first suggestion. Here is my second one. I was wondering what would happen if a guy, interesting, decides to say yes to everything for a day, who then meets another one who has decided to say no to everything for a day. Thanks for all the laughs. Best regards. Batter."
I'm just telling you, man. Like, I feel like there's like a lot more to life than what you're saying, dude. But you got so much.
I appreciate
so much
that
going for
too.
You.
Did you want the hammers and the screws?
Yeah. Well, everything on the counter here, I'd like to purchase. So hammers, screws. Let me
usually
get that,
people just get one or the other. That's why I had to ask. It's a little weird to see all six hammers and nine bags of screws.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to hammer the screws, obviously. You know, I'm going to screw the screws in, and I'm going to hammer the nails. But
Gary, just sell him the fucking equipment, dude. Don't dissuade him from...
I tell you what, okay. As a trainee, you're a little mouthy.
Okay, you're right. I'll step
But you know what? Honestly, I don't. You're right. I don't know if I need any of this. This is kind of an impulse buy.
Thank you.
Six hammers and, you know, this bags of screws and whatnot. Right. And so,
How about just two of the hammers?
Nah. I wanted so many I couldn't carry. Let's do, you know what? I'll be back maybe in a couple months.
Okay, fair.
Have a good one.
I'll probably be here.
Excuse me, sir. I saw you have a lot of difficulty at the checkout. It was incredible how long you were there. You were there for like an hour. Please don't be alarmed. It is me, Jim Carrey. I just wanted to talk to you about how you can change your life.
I mean, you're doing like a lot of Ace Ventura there, Jim. You know, and I love
Woo!
It.
Do not there it is. Go there with me. I there hear it is. All the time. Some people say I can't turn it off, even when I am on SNL as Joe Biden. But hey, when I do a thing well, I do it well. Why? Because I say yes.
That's crazy. I loved you as Dr. Robotnik. I thought you were great.
Thanks.
I love that you kept being Ace Ventura and the whole thing. It was fantastic.
Absolutely. Again, I got to get back to me and how I'm going to help you.
Can I just say, I mean, it's just hitting me now that I'm talking to Jim Carrey.
Yes,
Ace Ventura thinking I was so calm earlier.
Yes, you can have a photo.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, my leg. Oh shit.
Oh.
Oh fuck. Oh,
god. Your bones just shattered.
My legs. Jim, listen to me. Listen to me. Do you remember that movie where you went around and you said yes? You just said yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to talk to you about.
Do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
Jim, listen to me. Shut the fuck up, Jim.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up. You're worth
billions,
okay?
I just want to let you know it was a documentary more than a...
Oh, my arms!
Oh god, they're shattering. Jim. Oh god, you're turning to dust.
Jim, you have to help people. You have to help people, okay?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Jim, you only have a week to live.
What?
Now look here, Sam. That couldn't have gone worse. You just gave your wife everything in that settlement. You didn't stick up for yourself. Okay.
Am I letting people walk all over me? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. And look, I'm your attorney, was your attorney. This is our last day together. I'm packing up my stuff here.
You're right. Do you need more money? I mean, you
no,
did a
no,
great
okay,
job.
No, okay, this is what I'm talking about, Sam. This is what I'm talking about. Look, I'm quitting, actually. I'm leaving law this last...
Because of me?
Yeah, because of you. Because of you. It was the last straw. Do me a favor, okay? Do me a favor. When you leave here today, try saying no for once.
Okay. Yes, I will definitely.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I just agreed to that.
Fine. Oh. That's the last. Again, starting now. Starting now.
No, I will not say no. Listen, boy, I'm caught in a trap here.
If you're ever in any legal trouble, lose my number.
No, I will not lose your number. I will keep it. This feels good.
All right, fine. Have a nice day, Sam. Have a nice life.
No, I will not have a nice day.
Oh, God, my leg. Oh, the bones just shattered in my leg.
No.
Yeah, no, this, I'm not asking you a question. I'm just telling you some information. Oh, God.
No, they didn't. My arm. No, your leg is fine.
Sam, I'm having a vision. You only have a week to live.
No.
Say no to everything.
Nope, I won't do that.
No, the news is saying this crap, like, you know, people's bones are just shattering randomly, and all, like, your arms, your whole body just kind of explodes into, like, bone shrapnel internally. I think it's bullshit, number one.
I think it's bullshit, too.
I think it's fucking bullshit, number one. It's like, there's no way, you know what I mean? Like, where's the doctors who are saying, no, that's not how it happens?
I gotta be honest, I stopped believing in doctors a long time ago.
So they've been nothing but... Do you want the screws and the hammers or just the screws or the hammers? Because I think both is great. Cause
these screws and hammers? We want these. And we're going to need some help. We need something up on the top shelf over there.
Great. I'll go get the ladder.
Yeah, thank you. So,
hey, are you guys okay today? Is everything all right? That was Lenny. He's a trainee. He's going to... I guess leave his cast register and go get the ladder. But I'm happy that I was able to just be walking by and observing, and just want to make sure you guys are happy with the service you're getting so far.
Well, you see, we want to get the 100-foot hose that's on the top of the shelf.
Yeah, yeah. Let me go get that for you.
Well,
no, the other guy's getting it.
Wait a second. He just pointed out this register's completely lonely.
What are you saying? You're saying
I'm saying why don't we just finagle a little bit of money out of it?
What are you talking about? You're talking about romance?
I don't know. I guess it's locked or something.
Well, you got to get your fingers in the little groove and then pop it.
My fingers are too big for that.
Well, use some of your toes. You got really thin toes. Use your.
Okay. I think. Oh, how about the hammer? We'll use the back of the hammer. And
oh, good. And we'll smash your fingers and we'll get them smooth.
No, idiot.
Put your hand up. Put your hand up.
Don't. I'm not going to put. Get back. Ow! Oh!
All right, try not.
Okay. Oh, they are they're fitting. Oh, I got it. All right. So I'll just take it all. I'll just take all of it, right? Or should we leave a little behind so they don't notice?
Count it.
My fingers are so hurt. I can't count it.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Excuse me. I see that you guys are really taking a long time to figure out how to break open to this cash register. And,
oh my God.
Excuse me.
I think we're busted. I think this is a detective.
I'd say I'm one hell of a detective.
All right, look. I had nothing to do with this, all right?
Me neither.
He made me do this. Okay? I told him to not to steal anything. I mean,
he smashed my fingers into the register. It wasn't my fault.
No, come on. Look, I can't go to prison, please.
I'm not a cop. I'm a pet detective. I'm not here to get you guys in trouble. I'm here to make shit efficient, okay?
Give me that hammer. Give me the hammer.
Oh, my chest.
Excuse me. Do you work here?
Yes.
I'm recently divorced and living on my own for the first time in years and looking to hang up some posters in my studio apartment. So I need some poster hanging material.
Okay. What I got from all of that was that you need some poster hanging material.
No.
Okay. Maybe we start over again.
No.
Very well. Have a nice day.
No, I will not, sir.
All righty.
I'm sorry. I I was told to stick up for myself and say no more often. And then I realized that cut you off entirely. And I still need the stuff to hang the posters.
Yeah, no, so. Of course, the poster hanging material. Wow, you really had me there. I thought on a dime you flipped into a weirdo place that I wasn't able to relate to. So hey,
Just sell the stuff. Just
Lenny.
Just
sell them. Swear I'm to just, Christ.
I'm gonna, okay, all right. Okay, back in the way.
That's Lenny. He's a trainee. He's wildly enthusiastic and I think going to be the owner of Home Depot one day.
Wow.
But in the meantime, let's get you that poster hanging material. Do you want the gauze or the kinkanda?
No.
Okay. Okay. That's part of your thing. Hmm. Follow me?
No. Shit. I know. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, no. Sorry. I want to help you. I'm going to walk.
Is that Jim Carrey by the cash register?
Yep. I'm going to walk.
Lenny, how long have you been a trainee, huh? How many months have you been just a trainee?
So far, it's 14 months.
14 months? I mean, that's like 3 years, Lenny. It's like, what is going on? We need to make money.
I gave you the baby you wanted. I thought I held up my end of the bargain.
Yes, you grabbed some random baby on the street and you said, here you go. All right. Yeah. That wasn't my dream scenario, but I'm raising it as my own.
Oh, you want to talk about not living dream scenarios? I haven't been attracted to you in years, Barbara. Yeah. Physically, mentally. I mean, you just don't do it for me, you know?
Lenny, do you think that hurts me? How often do you say that? All the time. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just like a rotating record here. Okay.
Yeah, well,
why don't you do something about it?
I am.
Lenny, tell her what you're going to do. I mean, listen, as your trainer, I just think it do it. Just tell her what you're going to do.
All right. Listen, Barbara, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to walk out of this house and you have 30 days to find me with a receipt to discuss if this relationship is worth hanging on to. You know Gary from Home Depot. He's not only become my trainer, but also my mentor, frankly. And that's what's going to happen. You okay? You look weird.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, really?
See you in 30 days with a receipt.
You look weird. Take care of the baby. Take care of the baby.
I will.
Yeah,
I will.
Okay. And also, I don't appreciate you belittling me about how long I've been training.
Give her a little kiss.
Well, do something about it. Stand up for yourself.
I am. I have a job.
No, you don't have a job. You're
a
trainee.
I don't have a job yet. It's free right now, but it will lead to a job. And one day, I will be the owner of Home Depot, Barb.
Oh, my gosh. No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
No, you won't.
Yes. Yes, I will.
Lenny, we got to get out of here.
Hey, excuse me, Mr. Carey?
Yeah.
I saw you at the front of the Home Depot. And,
sure.
I just wanted to let you know how much of a fan I am of your dramatic work.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Spotless Mind. Anything else you're a fan of?
That is scene one.
23.
Why bother with the entire title? I agree. It's too many words.
Spotless Mind.
Yep. Spotless
Mind. Scene two comes to us from Patreon VIP Philip, who wrote, "Hey, Tim." Yep, that's how he started. "I believe there is a universe where every single entity is called Tim. I was wondering whether you could take us there so we finally know. Thank you, Philip." Tim, would you like to see a menu?
I'll take a look at it. Thank you, Tim.
Sure. Get you some coffee?
I'll have a Tim cup of coffee.
What's a Tim cup of coffee?
What?
You mean a cup of Tim?
Did I say a Tim cup of coffee?
Yeah, you did.
Shit.
What is a Tim cup of coffee?
Hold on. Nothing. It's nothing. That was foolish of me. Waiter?
I mean, I'm sorry to interject. I mean, I'm just in the other booth.
No, no.
I mean,
thank you for stopping.
What the hell is that?
I don't think he knew what I was talking about.
Well, he did. He ran away. We went Tim cup of coffee. He just like, what is it?
Pardon me, gentlemen. I'm the manager here. Now, you got my guy back there running around in circles, screaming. He wants to do the best he can for you, but he doesn't. I'm going to be honest. He doesn't know what a Tim cup of coffee is. We've never heard the word.
Tim, I made a mistake. Okay. Oh, I wanted a cup of Tim. It was just, I was misspeaking.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Okay. Should I just leave? This is embarrassing.
No. Oh, no, no, no. Get you a Tim will get you a cup of Tim. We're fine.
Can I get a cup of Tim on the house? Because this is really distressing me.
I mean, it seems like you're stretching it. But yeah, it's like a 40-cent cup of Tim. Sure. I got that for you.
Is it seat yourself?
Yeah. You just go
and seat yourself. I have a reservation. Yourself. The name is Tim.
Give me one second. All right. We're coming back with a cup of Tim for you. You'll get a cup of Tim on the house. And let me see.
I'll take a Tim. Cup of Tim while I wait.
Okay, give me one. So I'm the manager here. You know what I mean? Hey,
what's your name?
Sherry Tim.
Sherry. Who is Sherry?
No. Who the fuck is Sherry? Sherry?
No.
What is this? I don't want a glass of Sherry.
What is this one?
I want a cup of Tim.
Tim, did you call me Sherry out there?
Shut up.
You are outing me.
I fucked up, okay? It's only three customers.
You fucked up. I'm the one who's going to get beat.
I'll just say it's me. I'll say look, that other guy called it a cup of coffee, whatever that is.
Yeah, and everyone got pretty pissed, but no one's actually going to throw fisticuffs, okay?
Look, no one's going to know that you're not a Tim, okay? You're special.
Oh, please, special, look Sherry. Around this restaurant. If anyone's a Sherry, it's me.
Relax. You're acting like a Sherry, but I need you to act like a Tim. And don't forget, I love you.
I love you too.
All right, I'll rise for the Honorable Tim.
Yeah. All right, here in the case of Tim versus Tim.
Sorry.
Tim to speak for the plaintiff.
Yes.
Tim, take it away.
Thank you, Your Honor. My Tim, as you all know, Tim here, is like any other Tim. He's an individual who does Tim like Tim. So yes. Let's think about it for a second. Let's put you in Tim's shoes. We've all been Tim, but how many of us have really thought about being Tim?
Objection.
Now,
Your Honor.
Yes, it's Tim. Kind of opening statements. It's kind of opening. All right.
No, you can object.
Yeah.
All right.
I object to the whole point of view.
Sustain.
Thank you for meeting me here, the non-Tims of the world. Now, we meet in these alleys once a month, as you know, to check in, make sure everyone's okay, and make sure no one suspects anything.
Yeah,
I feel like we should be indoors. This alley is anybody could.
Yeah, Carl, I went to the wrong alley last month, and I got my ass beat.
We'll change the location, but for tonight, we'll stay here. Did anybody have any mishaps, any slip-ups, anything that might... lead people to suspect we're not Tim's.
I was walking past a hose dispenser at Home Depot and yelled, "You got this, Larry."
To yourself?
To myself.
To yourself. Okay.
I said it loud, though.
It's okay.
I needed the encouragement, and that's what I said.
Yeah.
Listen, let's not forget, the six of us landed here in that spaceship as babies, right? We raised ourselves.
Yeah. Why do you always we know
we
this.
Have an elaborate backstory.
I know. Yeah. We know our backstory. Why what did every fucking time?
I like to hear it.
It reminds us that we're self-sufficient.
I agree. It makes me feel stronger.
It's inspirational. Six babies from space raising themselves in a world full of Tims.
I mean,
then I guess I'm the outlier. I guess I'm just trying to constantly think about, like, how do we take this fucking planet over?
Okay, all right.
That's what
right.
I want.
Okay,
that
let's
sounds
get
like
that.
Such
Paul.
A Tim.
Larry. Gary. Sherry, Barry, Derek. And Harry.
Terry.
Let's get this together.
Is it Derry or Harry?
It's Terry.
Terry. Is it Terry? Ooh,
are you telling me my name or are you correcting me on yours?
I was correcting you. My name's Terry.
Oh.
All right, everybody.
We've known each other since we were babies. You think I'd have that straight?
I need you to go back out to this world, okay? Continue to infiltrate. Get information.
And what is the plan? What is the actual plan? Just getting information?
No, to take over the world.
Go ahead. I felt like maybe the best, easiest way would be to find a Tim that falls in love with us. And then once we have a child. Well, no, each of us goes out on our own. Find a Tim that you can copulate with.
That's a little confusing.
And make sure that you don't have a...
I'm in love with Sherry.
Well, that's actually not so bad. then you guys can have a kid, and you're going to have to go by Tim's in public, but then just, you know, break away and name your kid something else.
She's like your sister.
she is basically, we are like brothers and sisters.
We all arrived in space babies together on the same.
Yeah, we all came in the same age.
If somebody can love a dog like that, I can love Sherry like that.
What are these Tim rules that you're abiding by? That's such a Tim thing to say.
That's such a Tim thing to say.
But it makes sense. Like, we all agree. Like, that. That's
can
like
we go back,
thing, like,
please, to you comparing your love for Sherry like a love to with
we
a
cannot.
Dog?
So, everybody, you are doing great in your respective fields, okay?
Yeah.
Terry, there's no better detective in this world than you.
Thank you.
And all you know, all your jobs. Continue to do it. Good job.
Let's go through the jobs, though. You just
made mine. I think I'm tired. My back hurts. I'm like,
I should be on there. My secretary, Tim, called in the reservation.
Well, I'm sorry. So I just don't see it.
Well, I see there's several empty tables. Can I just sit down?
Also, those are for reservations. I'm sorry.
I thought it was seat yourself.
It is. Until the reservations fill up the tables, and then it's reservation only.
You made it here on time. Yes, hello, it's Tim. I have a reservation. Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir, right this way.
Thank you very much.
Oh, so you see this Tim, but not this Tim?
This Tim has a reservation. Thank you.
Can I have a cup of Tim while I wait? Iced Tim.
It'll just be a black coffee with ice chunks inside.
A black what?
Nothing. I have
Who
to
you?
Go. Follow me. Follow me. Listen. Abort. Listen to me. I'm part of a secret government agency. Listen. Listen to me. Oh, oh my God!
Oh, wait. Was that supposed to get me or you?
Take this badge. You have to hunt down every un-Tim in the world. Oh, my God. Just kill me. Just kill me.
They got me a little bit, but I think I'm okay.
Look, you have to take this. Oh, God. He's beating me with a gun.
All right, I'm still going to have lunch here, but after that, I'm going to go out. And,
don't get the fish. Don't
what?
Get the fish.
What's wrong with the fish? What's wrong with the fish?
Order up. Yes, Tim.
I now gather the secret society. Hey,
take it serious, man.
Yeah, come on.
All right, listen. We are the oldest Tims of this world, of this nation. Am I wrong?
Hup, hup.
You are not wrong.
You are not, Tim.
We're like vampires.
That's correct. Right. That's right. We're like vampires.
No. Except for the blood and the draining and the
forever. Right, that's
thing.
Right. That's right.
And
we don't
honestly,
do that.
I don't look youthful at all. No. I almost look double my actual age.
I don't mind sunlight.
I drink blood.
Oh,
all right. All right. Okay. You know why I asked you all to come here tonight?
I saw the invitation. It said something about a typewriting class.
Some kind of class about
it's important that we get rid of the computers and go back to typewriters. You see, people are stealing our identities via digital networks.
We should only meet at night.
Look, if you don't take this seriously, Tims, we'll be wiped out. Is that what you want?
No,
do you want us
no.
to be wiped out?
I no. do not want that. Oh.
You're saying get rid of my iPad that Tim Cook gave to me for free?
Yes, that is what he's saying.
Yeah, you don't have to get, yes. Do you understand that there's been leaks of information?
What kind of telephone am I supposed to use?
Okay,
am I supposed to find
the
a
word
rotary?
Coffee.
What?
Huh? Yes. Some people know what the word coffee means.
I don't
you
even know what that is.
That was corrected to Cup of Tim decades ago.
I'm saying.
If we harvest enough blood and put it in refrigerators,
enough with the
we
blood.
Won't have to hunt.
Tim, we shouldn't actually
think
killing people.
I think Tim is a vampire.
He's a regular Count Tim.
Tim, did you say pudding?
No, I said refrigerator.
Oh.
But don't open your pudding until the meeting is over. We agreed to that.
Our world is in danger, people. Our world, as we know it, is in danger.
Now,
I just feel like you threw off your message by laughing at the beginning. It's just been hard to recover.
Now, I specifically asked for tapioca pudding. And
you
see
specifically?
That, yeah, I specifically asked for... Listen,
peacefully.
If I'm... if I'm on one coast, I'm Atlantically asking. I'm not on that coast right now. I'm on this coast. So I'm Pacifically asking if this is all tapioca or if someone has a chocolate around here and is willing to trade.
Excuse me, I hate to disturb you, but could you explain tapioca pudding to me, please?
I wish.
Hey, Sherry?
Yeah.
Barry? I don't want to like really get into this right now because we're at work, but
okay.
I kind of saw you flirting with Tim.
Well, I mean, I was just doing my job.
Hey, I'm sorry. I just wanted to, they said to drop off my application. To the manager and near the manager.
Come here. Come on in. Have a seat, bud.
Sure. Okay.
This is really nice handwriting.
Let me ask you a question. Thanks. Do you find her attractive?
What?
Is that a yes or no? I'm sorry.
Wait. Imagine me like in better clothes, though. Not with these clogs. Certainly not with these tights. And God, just like with like a better. Let me cinch the waist of this apron.
What do you think?
Wait. Let me put my hair down.
Yes. Okay.
That's good cinching.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think?
I'm kind of dating my sister right now, so I don't know if it's appropriate for me to like
really?
Throw around who okay. I think is attractive and whatnot.
You do think right. I'm attractive.
I mean, I just wanted to come in here. I mean,
just
I'm really
answer
good
this
at
question, buddy. You got to answer this question. Tim, why don't you go maybe sit on his lap or let him smell your perfume or something? You know what I mean?
Of like, course.
I really just what prefer to show
hey,
you
hey,
my.
What do you think?
What do you think?
Oh, all right. Okay. You know what? I think maybe I should go work at Tim Depot. Maybe the restaurant game isn't for me, but I appreciate you taking me in for a second just to kind of give me a chance. But
oh my God, he has a boner.
Come here. Let me feel that.
What?
Feel it.
Excuse me. I have a reservation.
What's the name?
Jim.
What?
What?
You heard me. Jim with a J.
You mean Tim? You must mean Tim.
Manager.
I'm not a Tim. I made the reservation under Jim.
Where have you come from? Is this a prank? Why are you doing
this? This is not a prank, sir. Now, will you seat a Jim at your restaurant or will you not?
I mean, I'm in the business of seating and serving. I don't recall a name having anything to do with it, but I just don't understand how you could be in existence.
I'm part of the Anti-Tim Society.
One week
ago, a man died in this very restaurant in my arms. He told me not to order the fish. He also told me to fight against the tyranny of Tims. So I'd like to order a cup of Joe.
And your name is Jim.
My name is
Jim. What the hell is going on? What the fuck is going on, man?
Sherry, the time is now.
Tell me more.
Shh. All right. All right, Tim.
All right, Tim.
I'm cool, Jim. I'm a Jim.
Okay.
I'm cool.
Okay.
Jim, get on our side.
All right. Why is there so much violence?
Because we're here to take over this world.
This whole, starting with this restaurant.
Yeah, this restaurant. Shoot him in the boner.
Are we hostages?
No!
Well, I mean, he had that coming.
No!
You two
and
look
I got
exactly
pretty good
alike,
aim,
by
right?
the way.
Oh, us? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Me and Barry, yeah. We look a lot alike, but we're not siblings or anything like that.
We're made for each other. Yes, sir. You want to say something?
My name is also Jim.
Oh, fuck.
I'm a Jim.
He's lying.
No.
Shoot him in the
boner. Let me sign my name.
That's how we know. We'll shoot him in the boner, and if he bleeds, then he's lying.
How does he still have a boner during all this?
I don't. Let me try
again. That is scene two. We can't drive past. How did he still keep a boner in all of this? Comes from Stacey McQueen, who wrote Hello Optimist Past and Present. Let me start by being a kiss ass by saying that your show is kick ass. The podcast is gold, and I've recommended your show to all my friends. My scene suggestion is this: Terry, a conscious time traveling pterodactyl, arrives in the year 2020. How they got there and what occurs in their wake is up to your discretion. Once again, Optimist Past and Present, you guys truly are a star in the night. Love y'all, and carpe diem, Stacey McQueen, Dallas, Texas.
Okay, so I got two dimensions I can kind of access. The first one's kind of annoying. Everyone's named Tim. Right. So that's like kind of the first
pass on that.
Where I've been there, it's fucked up.
How did you find the second dimension?
I had to get out of this one, and I was like, there's got to be, you know, once I found the Tim dimension, I was like, there's got to be others.
No, I mean, anyways. It's extraordinary that you found a second dimension. Truly extraordinary, if not historical. And yet when I asked the question, how did you find the second dimension? You kind of stammered as if you weren't sure, which is odd to me because
Henry,
this
what
is,
the hell,
a, again, historical, you know, finding.
Every time I come up with a fucking scientific, explosive new revelation or right. even technology, you come in here and you just shit on it.
No.
It can't just be like, well, you found all these dimensions and all that. That's right. Great. I wonder how we can help the world. You didn't answer my question right. You know,
well, if it's all right, I hate to step away from my research, but it's just that the last and scientific explosion things that you've discovered have perhaps cost people their lives.
I mean, you're familiar with the term "show your work," yeah?
Yeah, show your work, because we've lost three other scientists to your, and you say that they went to other places. I think they just turned into goo.
Three.
I mean, that's the plasm that excretes from humans as we travel through dimensions. All
right. So getting back to the second dimension that you found, how did you find it?
It's the same way. I just added an extra zero, and then another dimension was open to me. All right.
See, that's simple. Now,
look, I think it's like a prehistoric timey.
Why are you sweating?
Because you guys make me nervous. All right.
Well, how about this? If it's a prehistoric dimension, instead of sending one of us there to turn to goo, why don't you bring something from there to here?
Ooh, I like this. I like this.
Unless you're a liar.
No, I'm not lying.
Could it be a bird? Bring a bird.
I don't know what the hell it's going to be. All right. I'm just going to bring something through the dimensional portal. Whatever it is, I can't.
Well, how are you bringing it through if you don't know what you're bringing?
You know, why don't I work on this and then I'll come get you guys when I get it done? All right. Because I feel like there's a lot of pressure right now just to execute something. So
I think
specific.
You got it. It sounds like you got it.
All right. But I'm just sweating like crazy and I can't really. Like finger the keys properly. Okay, I'm just gonna slip in and slop in on the keyboard here.
Slip
all right,
slop.
Let me just.
Morning,
Terry. Happy birthday. Morning, Terry. Happy birthday. Wake up. Wake up. No. All right. Hey, wake up, sleepyhead. It's your birthday.
Well, it's my twin's birthday too.
Well, yeah, but we don't like him as much as you. We like you. We want to celebrate you.
I want to celebrate my twin too.
All right, fine.
It's fine.
No, it's not. Just because he's the sickly one doesn't mean we can't celebrate.
That's true. So the other dinosaurs and I, we pitched in. We got you a couple things.
What?
More handmade stuff, you know, it's the thought we thought.
You made a couple things again.
Yeah.
Come on, man. This is why they like me more, you know, soften a little bit. Just soften
that's
a
cool.
little bit.
Thanks.
He didn't mean that. He didn't mean anything by that. We're so grateful.
Just don't give it to him then.
No, the made gifts are awesome. No.
Yeah, see.
You don't know, like, fuck it. Just don't give it to you.
No, okay, see, you've gone. And you've hurt his feelings because
you know how tiny my fucking arms are, huh? You know how hard this is to do?
All right, T, relax, T.
No, it's just crazy to me, man. It's just like I put in enough time to do this and I get like, it's just every year, man. Every year.
I know. Look, T-Rex, he made you a little something and it comes with a song. And so, you know, he's probably a little hurt right now because you guys aren't really receiving this birthday gifts so well.
We're open, right? I'm open. You're open. We're open. We're receiving.
Okay. All right, T.
Can I ask a quick question to T-Rex?
This is what I'm talking about.
Are you fucking serious, man?
How do you scratch your ass?
hey, Doc, you can't use this laboratory. I'm cleaning up in there.
Look, I just give me some time, right? I gotta just figure some shit out, and then I'll be out of here.
I got about 45 minutes. I gotta mop the floor, and then you can use it.
Yeah, but just mop while I'm in here, okay?
Is it important?
Yes, it's important.
I mean, I know I'm only a janitor at this top secret experimental lab, but
you know what?
I like to think that what I do is pretty important too.
Yeah, I think it is as well. Actually, you know what? You're right. Let me get out of your way. But do you mind just mopping up right inside that Stargate right there?
Wait, the Stargate. This is that giant black hole.
Yeah, just mop a little, just mop right over there, and then just.
What is it? What kind of spill? What kind of spill is it?
It's a. It's just some.
Is it soda? Blue. If it's soda, yes. I got to get the powder from upstairs.
It's not soda. It's not soda. It's it's vomit. It's kid vomit. Kid
was right, in I got a different powder for that. Then I got I got the wood chips.
It's not kid vomit. I was just an inside joke. It's actually you know what it is. It's diet orange soda. That's what it is.
So why don't you take a look inside the Stargate and report back on the stain, and then I'll get the proper cleaning equipment.
No, I'm telling you right now, it's diet orange soda. I know that for a fact.
So okay, well, I should be able to get this with my mom.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Wow, what the hell?
And that's the way I like to say that I love you. But if you don't love me back, then I guess that's sad. So we should. What the fuck is this?
I'm
what
the it. Fuck Keep is this? Going.
What are you?
Who am I? What the fuck are you?
I'm a
Look
janitor.
At his little hands. Look at his little hands. He's a T-Rex, the freak.
I'm not a T-Rex. I'm a janitor.
My son?
I'm holding a mop. That's. Is that throwing you off?
His tail is disconnected from his body.
He's holding his tail.
He's holding his skinny little tail.
I don't have a tail. What are you guys, pterodactyls?
Some of us. So,
yeah, a couple of us, two twins.
Okay,
yeah.
I see there's some variety there. You're T-Rex.
What are you? How do you understand
the little
this?
Hands who can't scratch his own ass. That's T-Rex.
Come on.
That's a good one. I'm a human being from the year 2020.
How are we communicating exactly?
I don't know. Speaking? That's weird, but I can understand you.
We can understand
you. Said you speak English? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't. Who said that?
I don't think we know what English is.
I'm hearing it as a language that we call English, which is the dominant language on the planet and the only one that you need to learn.
We only know one language. It's Portuguese.
Yeah,
it's
Portuguese. Interesting. Well, if you're speaking Portuguese, I'm hearing it as English.
To Japan.
And you're hearing my English as Portuguese. I guess we could just move past this because that's justified.
I have a quick question.
Oh, the TV show Justified, huh?
Wait, you know Justified?
Oh, yeah, it's a great show.
Timothy Oliphant, is that
right? Timothy Oliphant.
He's got a hell of a gate.
Okay. It seems like there's more overlap between our dimensions than I would have thought possible. Okay.
Have you ever noticed his gait? He's got an unusual gait. I don't trust the science that he's working on. I think that we should, you know what? I think we need to cut him out of the science laboratory.
I think we need to cut him.
I don't
cut him. Just cut straight him. Up cut him.
Well, I got a scalp.
You ever seen a butterfly knife?
That's illegal. Put that away.
You ever seen someone play tricks with it?
That's pretty close to my face. All right.
I've got complete control.
I mean, I don't doubt it. That was as close to my eyes as I would prefer to get.
And yet?
All right, Deborah's just going to step up here and demonstrate how to use a butterfly knife. Deborah?
Yes.
I just want to just jump in here real quick and just welcome everybody to the illegal knife competition.
Thanks, Tim.
Sure. Just want to make sure everyone knows.
Appreciate where we
that. Are. All right. Oh, I am in the wrong place.
That's why I do it.
You're looking for the legal knife competition?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, that's next door.
Wait.
Okay, Deborah.
This here butterfly knife latches together at the bottom. So what you want to do is unlatch it and then, as fancy as you can, hold on to one side while you whip the other side around.
Oh, she cut her thumb. Oh, my God.
She's playing tricks with it. Okay, playing tricks with it. Nice.
And one of my greatest tricks is showing you that it does cut quite deep and quite fast.
That's disgusting.
Is that bone?
That's a little bit of bone, and that just shows you how sharp these knives really are and how careful you have to be. So after you open it like that,
oh God, her knees are wobbling.
It's okay.
After you open it like that, then you can do a myriad of tricks using the bottom half. So as you can see, like this.
She's wide as hell, man. Ow.
You don't see shit like this at the legal side.
So how long did it take you to learn how to use that butterfly knife? That's pretty impressive moves.
It took me a few years and a few conferences that I actually taught. I went there to learn and I ended up teaching.
Could you teach me to use that?
I could, but honestly, it's very dangerous. And if you want the job done, just let me do it.
Okay.
If we're being real.
Ha, 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 ha. That was a good one. Good one. Hey, do you guys drink Michelob Ultra where you're from?
Yeah. I drink it all the time.
That's great. Hey,
we're going to get you one. So, by the way, it's Terry's birthday and her twin. So we're kind of doing a little celebration. You want to join in the celebration?
Sure. I got to get back to work eventually.
What's work exactly?
Well, I was told that there's a diet orange soda stain here somewhere. That may have been a trick, but it does look like there's a lot of swamp here is mostly what I can see.
Yeah.
I just clean up after my superiors. Though I've been trying to solve this really difficult math problem that's been on one of the chalkboards at the laboratory. I think I've almost cracked it.
Terry's great at math, right, Terry?
Oh, amazing.
Well, you have math here.
Yeah, we got math, and I'm one of the best.
Well, let me just scratch it in the dirt here with this stick.
Can I stop you for 1 second?
Sure.
Hear me out. Maybe this is crazy. Maybe I've had too many Michelob Ultras. What if you, since it's her birthday and all, what if you took Terry back to this place you come from?
Oh, wow.
Equation for you right there. Yeah, as a gift. Yeah.
Okay, but I'm gonna warn you. Other than the language of Portuguese, the concept of math.
Yeah.
The show Justified. Uh-huh. The actors Timothy Oliphant.
Yes.
Walton Goggins and Margot Martindale. Our worlds have nothing in common.
You forgot the Michelob Ultra.
Michelob Ultra. You know. Maybe we do have a lot more in common than I thought.
That's our show for today. Oh, universes don't collide. Let's thank all of our alchemists for joining us today, please, starting with Mr. James Heaney.
Thanks for having me. This is a lot of fun. I like dimensional time travel and things like that. So this is fun.
Thanks for being here, James.
You okay, dude? You mad at us?
Well, I just don't want to correct it, but first dimension. I mean, the first two dimensions would be height and width, I think. And then there's depth is the third, right? Am I wrong? Like, I don't know, dude. Can't find the first two dimensions. I mean, I'm a little hung up on it. I think we should just move on.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, I see. And you're saying the travel is because of a next level dimension.
I just don't
know
if that's how dimensions work. I'm wondering.
But you were pissed at us regardless.
Oh, I was going to write it in a letter. But I think that it's the fourth dimension that your character stumbled upon, and that's time.
So you're saying the believability of that whole episode, what with the dinosaurs talking and everything, and Michelob Ultra, is that there's no way the dimension work was on point. Is that
right? I'm just saying that's probably like fifth dimension, sixth dimension, something other than the first two dimensions.
Hmm.
I think Joey was using the word dimension as synonymous with alternate universe.
That's what I was. I didn't want to just say that, but that's what I think.
You didn't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to be clear. But,
Well, thanks, James.
So thanks for having me.
Well, thanks, James.
God bless us all, everyone. Let's also thank Jackie DeRuthy.
Thank you, guys. Always so fun to pop in. I really
appreciate
it. And
so nice to see you in your... actual setup.
Can you believe I'm not in the closet?
Well, I mean, for some of us, it's a difficult transition, but thank you.
And depending on what Doug says, I might go back into the closet. You know?
Sure, of course. No, Doug will have the final say. Yeah. And are there new videos on your Instagram folks should check out?
Are there? Maybe. There's one that I directed that's my husband's in called Weather Daddy. Nice. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Well, we're dying to see whether or not he's funny and, in fact, deserving to be your
husband. Oh, go so judge we'll check him. That out. Yeah, go judge him at Jackie DeRuthy.
And let's thank Mr. Craig Kukowski.
Thanks. I already got a chance to plug Craigslist Spooky Times, but you can find that on Twitter at Craigslist PCast for new episodes, and subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, all the platforms.
How many O's in the Spooky?
10. 10 O's.
10 O's. 10 O's, good buddy. Chris Alvarado, thank you so damn much as always.
Thanks for having me. I always have fun. I love you guys. Do want to say, I was watching TV the other day, and who do I see on my screen? But Jackie DeRuthy and her husband, Patrick Babbitt, together in a commercial.
It's true.
It was wild. Because, like, you know, all of us, we do this or we try to do this, and booking is hard enough on your own, much less as a unit. And it was such a great commercial, too. And it was just so cool. And I texted her immediately or sent her a message like, holy shit. And then I had asked, how did this happen?
What was shot the during product? COVID times?
Yeah. It was because of COVID that it was like, we want people who are quarantined together, because it was for Hyundai and they wanted us to get into a car together. So they needed couples.
So finally, a silver lining.
Yes.
We happened to luck out in 2020, and I don't know how, but I'm grateful for any bit of positivity in this year for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. Joey, would you like to finish us off with something negative?
No, I'm not. Okay. But I will throw people to Bear Supplies Twitch BS Comedy every Wednesday.
Yes, good for you.
From like 7 o'clock on, like we'll do a live show. James is we're discovering like what time works best for all of us. But also, you know, tune in because it might just be James explaining time and others, you know, scientific theories, known or unknown, to whoever wants to listen. Because I feel like that's what we all want.
I hope it's James explaining his neighbor getting exercised.
It was Fred. It was Fred's little brother. Actually am going to, as soon as we're done today, I'm going to reach out because I don't know the story very well. I just know what happened.
James, I'm going to be like a dog with a bone and will not let this go until we get the full story. Just so you know, you're going to be getting a lot of texts and emails from me until we have satisfaction.
Definitely feels like a story you wouldn't take at face value the first time you heard it. There might be a couple
follow-up
questions. Well,
they were very his parents were very religious.
Don't ruin it. Give it to us when you know.
Let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain.
Doug.
The fine folks at iHeartMedia.
Fump, bump.
And I'm Kevin Pollak, your host. Thank you all so very much. Please continue to write to us at your name here at alchemythis.com. Love hearing from you. Getting back to you as well as I can. Thank you for your patience. Please be kind to each other and wear masks when you go outside. And remember,
Alchemy this.
And vote.
Woohoo!